with your morning team show at 8:43 on WSGW. Thanks for joining in with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie online. You listen to WSGW.com. Doing that through the courtesy of Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. 100.5 and 790 listening, and Alexa and Siri, you find WSGW as well. On this Wednesday, on your morning team show. And in studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie Art Lewis in your home studio, is this a little bit more pleasing to the ears than that Rob Zombie stuff?
Yeah, you might say that.
The Detroit Lions fight song!
Didn't know they had one.
They do. They played it.
Didn't know they had any fight. Oh, no, wait.
I was going to say, here, I'll tee up another one for you. They play this after every touchdown. Go ahead and say it.
I don't have to.
Forward down the field. We hope there's plenty of that coming from this fall and winter season at Ford Field, especially with new coach Dan Campbell, of course. Lions doing some of the organized team activities, some of the mini camps these days. You know, training camp just a month away in July. And the reason I bring it up is because, and I don't get this, but there's some stories popping up about how Detroit Lions fans are appreciating new coach Dan Campbell. I mean, we loved him from the beginning with his kneecap news conference and some of his other, you know, we talked about him wanting to have a pet lion.
No, yeah, right.
Some national media types are being dismissive, they say, of his antics, including the most recent one where, and I don't get this, apparently he's catching some flack from last week when he was helping to promote the Formula One racing that's happening in Belleisle this weekend.
Grand Prix.
Apparently he put a Formula One helmet on during a news conference, and people are criticizing him for doing that. Why?
Because they can.
Jealousy.
I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Because he's getting too
because
much.
Because they can.
Yeah, that's true.
Too.
Yeah.
That's why. He was helping, right? I mean, he's just trying to help promote, the event that's happening in Detroit.
You know, yeah. He's having fun, so he's doing these things.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think that creates a lot of buzz.
Yeah, exactly. And they talk about, in this is a Detroit News piece I saw, his fun-loving approach to the offseason is a sharp contrast to the way his predecessor, Matt Patricia, handled business.
Oh. Well,
God hope that everything is opposite from the way Matt Patricia was.
Yeah, some people just bring a flair to their job. Look at the Genesee County Sheriff. He does a lot of innovative things and has a dramatic way of doing them sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you have a little fun.
However, there is still the question, will he put a winning team on the field?
Well, of course.
This is true.
You can have all the fun you want, but you also have to produce.
Well, and I think that's still the key over these first couple of seasons. The expectations are still not going to be high.
No.
And Dan Campbell's trying to call attention to himself. Don't look at my team yet.
You know,
look at me. I will take all the brunt. Despite the fact they've got the new quarterback that's going to be looked at very closely, Jared Goff. He says he's not worried about the criticism, by the way. He says, you know, the helmet was just sitting there, for example. I'm like, hey, man, it's the Detroit Grand Prix. I think it would be pretty cool for our people, our fans, to see that. And, you know, if I'm going to be associated with it, I just want to have a little fun.
You're supporting it.
It's supporting it. He's supporting the community. I mean, so far, the guy has made the right moves from a PR standpoint.
Yeah, PR standpoint, right. You know?
And there's a comment.
Something the Lions have been missing for a long time.
It says here, the Lions players so far are embracing Campbell and his personality. For example, tight end T.J. Hockenson, he says that Campbell's authenticity will help him connect with all corners of the locker room, and that he being himself allows players to be themselves, which in turn should help their play on the field.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
An extension of it,
Yeah, I love Hockenson. He says, Dan is one of those guys that is going to be himself, and he's not going to BS you. He's always going to be just straightforward with you, and I think that's what we as players need. Well, again.
All righty.
Whatever you need, we'll take, because whatever you're getting before.
Yeah.
That's cool. But, yeah, I saw this pop up. I'm like, really? I didn't realize it was a criticism, or he's getting some flack and feedback, especially for donning the Grand Prix helmet. I mean, what's the big deal about that?
I don't know.
Well, as you said, Pat.
Because they can.
And national media, look at the Lions.
Yeah.
Being laughed.
Yeah, gee, look at that. They have to recognize the fact that Detroit has a football team.
And a coach that's getting attention.
Yeah. More power to him. Keep it up.
Well, it is news, though, to some people, Art, that the Lions, that Detroit does have a professional football team. But
yeah, I understand that.
Well, yeah, right.
Well, now, see, now,
they've got uniforms and everything.
You got to be careful, though. The word professional, you really have to be careful.
Jeez. You know, you keep that up, Dan Campbell's going to come up. He's going to kneecap you, man.
Hey, it'd make national news.
Very true. Very, very true.
No, I don't mind, and whatever, you know, he's, like Art said, from a PR standpoint, he's been doing A-okay. He's just trying to bring a little excitement to an organization that desperately needs it, into a fan base that desperately needs it,
and I think
that's okay.
And there's a secondary reason. When you create that kind of buzz, and that buzz reaches the fans who accept the buzz, they become excited. They start supporting the team in vocal ways,
yep,
and that spurs the team. I think all of this is good.
Well, and if they can somehow, you know, I don't expect them to have a winning record this year, but if they play good football and it looks like things are different, then maybe his type of personality will bring in, dare I say, a big name free agent.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe.
It just might
attract him.
Yeah. Maybe.
There is the question, you know, during that first game at Ford Field.
Long as a certain ownership is willing to,
of course,
strings.
Right.
Who's going to give it the bigger ovation at Ford Field? You know, Jared Goff, the new quarterback, or Dan Campbell, the
Dan
new coach?
Campbell. Dan Campbell probably will.
Probably hands down. You're probably right.
He will.